it'll keep you guided throughout the day. You know, you'll be thinking about what I want to eat. And you'll be like, oh shoot, Tech said, oh, I gotta eat protein because... Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe, and what we have here is a community to give local voices a public platform of shared ideas, knowledge, and perspectives. So, welcome back to the off-season, where what we're doing in between season 2 and 3 is providing y'all with 3 episodes per week, one for the mind, body, and soul. We're all about sustainable growth in this off-season, and that's what I love to talk about. Because, you know, I say this every episode, but life, you know, we want to move forward in life. We all do in some shape or form. But, you know, life takes a toll on us at some point. We all have to take a step back mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. There's different ways we move forward and backwards. But when you have sustainable methods of growth, you're going to be moving forward regardless. Even when you're going through tough times, even when you're having a tough time, people are still going to look at you and be like, whoa, you're doing really well. You're doing all these things. You're progressing, even when you feel like you're not. That's what sustainable growth is all about. And that's why I'm excited to talk about this episode, this topic today, which is the four ways that we burn calories. And I think it's really important to talk about because if you're like me, you weigh yourself. If you're like me, you work out and you want to lose weight and you want to find an optimal amount of like body fat percentage and, you know, feel good and look good. But if you're also like me, you like food and you eat a lot of food, sometimes more than you should. I'm guilty of that too. I'm all about health, but I'm also all about balance. Like with sustainability, you got to be able to eat unhealthy and eat what you want and not avoid certain foods forever. Like, if I could never eat pizza, that's an unhealthy relationship to be like, I can't have that. Ooh, cake? I can't have that. No, you can have it. But just make sure it's in moderation. So, burning calories is something that we have to understand so that we can get better at it because this is just knowledge for life. Once you know these things, you can apply it to yourself. You can share with others. So, you know what I'm saying is share this episode with people that you think would really benefit from this one. I have a lot of kind of like notes in this one, so I'm excited to share some actual science and break down some facts and really give you some information you can take to for your own perspective. So this is going to be a very informative podcast, and I'm also really intrigued in doing this episode because I have a group, the Gym Yoga January group. So shout out to everybody in that group who's listening. You know, this whole month we're trying to keep each other accountable and motivated to work out. So I think this podcast really will serve that group specifically because as we want to work out, we want to make sure we're burning calories, but also eating calories and just learning about health is really important. So this one's for them and for anybody else who's listening. So if you're a day one listener, if you're an OG, Viber, Vibet, or Vibee, then shout out to you. Thank you for being here. I'm sure you're already following or subscribed. I don't have to worry about y'all. Y'all are here. But if you're a new listener, I really appreciate you for stopping in to the vibes. Please subscribe, follow the podcast, give us a rating if you enjoy this. And also, if you want to support, please join the Patreon. It's a service where I give extra videos, exclusive content, and you'd be helping us towards season 3, which is when we're going to have a studio. And yeah, just all the contributions would really, really help us get there faster. So appreciate y'all for being here. Let's start here. Okay, let's start this podcast out now that we got all that out of the way. I will admit, doing this podcast a little bit late, okay? It was supposed to come out Thursday morning or Thursday at 12, but it's 9 o'clock p.m. as I'm recording this. Honestly, I just feel like I need to make sure I come to the mic at a relaxed part. Like, I need to make sure I bring good vibes to the podcast. And life's been crazy right now. It has been crazy. So I just want to make sure I'm good when I come here and stop in. Like, I got a candle lit. I got some tea right now beside me. Had a great day. I still have energy. So this is the right time. So appreciate y'all for waiting for this one. And now let's get into it. Now let's start. Okay, so first of all, I gotta get a shout out to Vusion Fitness on Instagram. So V-U-S-I-O-N Fitness on IG for inspiring me to make this podcast. I saw one of his posts reposted and it was literally called The Four Ways We Burn Calories. I found that post so informative that I had to go do research and make a whole podcast on this because it's such an interesting topic. So I'm going to take some notes from the post there. So I really encourage you to check out the post, check out his page, because I'm taking some of the notes from there and from the internet as well. So this is a true fact, is the most believed misconception that we believe is the only way to burn calories is through exercise. But that's not true. There's four ways and I'll go through all of them. So first of all, the total number of calories everyone burns is different. Depends on a variety of factors, genetics, age, weight, activity levels, etc. There's so many more factors. But there is a term to describe how many calories you burn on a daily basis. That's called your total daily energy expenditure, or TDEE. So there's four factors that make up your total daily energy expenditure. We're going to go through each one, and it basically adds up to 100% of your total calories burned for the day. So there's four things. We're going to go through each one. The first one is exercise activity, or EA. We can call it EA. And this is what you'd expect to do to lose calories, to burn calories. So this is calories burned through direct exercise, intentional activity. So lifting weights, running, biking, hiking, etc. Right? There's so many different ways you can do that. And so this will account for 5% of your total calories burned to 30%, depending on how intense your workout is that day. So I say 5 to 30 because it could be as little as 5% of your daily calories. For me, if I wake up and do a 10-minute HIIT workout in my basement, that I only burn about 200 calories. Now, HIIT workouts are amazing because you also gain strength. Like, you're actually increasing your muscle in your body and you're also burning calories. So it works so well and it's a very short amount of time. I definitely suggest HIIT as cardio. But I only burn 200 calories. So I could do a HIIT workout and the next day I'll go on a scale and I'll gain weight. But you can also do, a 2-hour workout that I do with my friend, shout out Ryan, in his home gym. With him, we work out, it takes us 2 hours. I burn about 1,300 calories. So you can see the difference, 200 calories for a 10-minute HIIT workout and 1,300 plus for a 2-hour workout. So that's why I'm saying you might lose about 5 to maybe 30% of your daily calories just from working out. But even still, that's not that much, right? So let's keep going. Let's keep going with number two. So we have number one is exercise activity. Number two here is non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or it breaks down to NEAT. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis is NEAT. And these are basically all activities that aren't related to planned exercise, such as walking, gardening, fidgeting even, like maybe doing the dishes, doing laundry, home chores, these sorts of things, right? And this will make up 5 to 15% of your calories burned for the day. That's pretty good. So just having movement in your day will actually make you burn calories. This accounts for roughly 5 to 15%, but it varies per individual, per what your day looks like. I think the NEAT is the most underrated for burning calories. And I remember back earlier in 2021, shout out to JoJo and the whole Aureus Elite community. They had this challenge for the entire month where every day you had to perform some sort of non-exercise activity thermogenesis, such as walking. You could do anything. You could walk your dog. You could be washing the dishes. You could be cleaning your room. But yeah, every single day you had to post a picture on Instagram and tag the community, and whoever did the most NEAT during the month would win. And guess who won? Your boy. Yes, I went. Every day, it's so easy. It was good weather, so every day I would walk or have some sort of movement, and it really helped towards my fitness goals. So that's why I'm saying NEAT. Knowing what NEAT is and finding ways to move during your day is so critical to losing calories, it's overlooked. And this is why I love warm weather. Taking steps and walking is like the best way to lose. First of all, it's the best way to lose fat that's visible on your body, especially around your neck and your upper body. You're going to burn that fat. It's called brown fat through walking. So walking is a great way to look to slim down and also burn calories. And like it's great because you can walk about 10,000 steps per day. That's about 300 to 500 calories, which breaks down to about a pound a week that you lose just if you take one to two walks a day and take about 10,000 steps. It's that simple. And so in the wintertime, I'm not motivated to go outside and walk as much, even though I'd love to. It's not as motivating. What can I say? I'm not a fan of like just walking around in the cold weather for no reason, unless there's an activity or I'm doing something. No. And with my job, like even with my job, I have to be outside. I walk from car to car. So every day I walk about 4,000 to 5,000 steps, which is good, but I'd have to intentionally go on a next 30-minute walk to get to 10,000 steps. So that's why I love the warm weather. When the weather gets warmer, I can't wait to go for walks and runs. I'm going to make that part of my morning routine as I did the past 2 years. Now, so that was number two, non-exercise activity thermogenesis or NEAT. Number one, exercise activity. So far we have about 10 to 45% of our daily energy expenditure, so our daily calories are burned. We still have like 55 to 80% of our calories we still have to burn through the day. Now, the next one is the thermic effect of food, or TEF. So this is when you consume food, your body just burns calories by digesting it and breaking it down to be absorbed by your body. So depending on the type of macronutrient you consume, the number of calories burned varies. So different types of food will burn at different rates in your body. There's three macronutrients. I'll go through each one, I'll go through the one that burns the slowest and then the fastest. So the slowest one is fat. And that makes sense because your body absorbs fat. It doesn't really just get rid of it right away. Your body wants to hold on to fat. So basically, here's how it goes. You will burn 1% to 3% of the calories you eat that are fat. So if you eat 100 calories of fat, your body's only going to burn off 1% to 3% of those by digesting it. So you're actually going to have 97 to 99 calories of those calories of those fat still in you. You're not really going to digest that in one day. So it's going to take a slower, longer process to digest fat. Next one is carbohydrates, which we eat a lot of. That's about 10 to 15%. So 100 calories you eat of carbs, you're going to burn 10 to 15 of those calories just by digesting it, which is decent. But the absolute best macronutrient to eat, the hardest one to find in your diet because it's not as readily available. It's expensive nowadays. You guessed it. It's protein. We burn 20 to 30% of the calories that we eat that are protein by digesting it simply. And the best thing with protein is a high protein diet is actually associated with a 24-hour diet-induced energy expenditure. So this actually increases your satiety. So you actually feel more full when you eat more protein. And so the reason why this exists, a potential mechanism, as this study suggests, which I'll link the study in the description of this podcast for y'all, is they think that there's an increase in oxygen demand to metabolize the proteins, which increases your satiety. So not only will eating protein make you burn more calories just by eating it, it'll also make you feel more full. So you won't be craving calories that aren't good for you. So basically what I'm saying with this whole thermic effect of food, know what macronutrients you eat, carbs, protein, and fat, and definitely go for more protein, if anything. Okay? So we have the first one, exercise activity. We have the second one, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. The third one is the thermic effect of food, which was about 10%. Now, we still have one more, which is actually the most amount of calories we burn in the day. And I saved it for last because you're probably thinking, okay, so I work out, I do some walking, I eat some food. I should have digested all my calories for the day, right? Mm-mm. There's one more thing that you will actually digest the most calories from, and it's called the basal metabolic rate, or BMR. And it's commonly conferred to as coma calories because you're not really doing anything like active or conscious to burn these calories. So this is the number of calories your body burns by simply carrying out all your basic bodily functions, such as breathing, keeping your heart beating, inhaling and exhaling air, digesting food, making new blood cells, maintaining your body temperature, and literally every other metabolic process in your body. So yeah, just by breathing, you burn a lot of calories. That's where you burn the most amount of calories, is just breathing. And what I want to add to this is the most important time of your day to be breathing is in your sleep. So the more you sleep, the better quality sleep you get, the more calories you're going to lose. Or basically, the healthier you're going to be and the less likely you are to have or experience weight gain. So I did some research on this. I love Healthline.com. They have so many simple articles that have scientific data linked to it. So some facts that are about sleep and weight gain. So a lack of sleep is linked to poorer food choices, increased hunger and calorie intake, decreased physical activity, and ultimately weight gain. And I agree with that fact because it's true. For me, I guard my sleep. If I have one day of bad sleep, the next day I eat just to survive. I literally just eat anything that I want because I know I'm tired and I need the energy. And because I'm tired, I won't work out. And because I won't work out, I won't lose as much weight because I didn't get that, you know, what I say, 5 to 30% of calories burned. So yes, guarding your sleep is so important to just making sure your calories are maintained. Also, if your weight loss efforts are not producing results, it may be time to examine your sleep habits. That's what they're saying. So though individuals' needs vary, most adults need around 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Now me, a man like me, I can get away with 5 to 6 hours, but I know that I'm not motivated to work out. I'm not motivated to eat well. It's kind of like the minimum I need, but I would love to get 7. 7 is all I really, really need for the best function. And lastly, it says getting some much needed rest may make all the differences in helping you achieve your weight loss goals. So again, they're just saying these facts and they all have research linked to them. So again, I'm going to leave this article as well in the description of the podcast here if you want to read more about it. So yeah, those are our four breakdowns. And like I said, so the basal metabolic rate, our BMR, is 60 to 75% of the calories we burn. If I didn't say that already, that's crazy. So we have 60 to 75% with the BMR. I'm just going backwards. Now we have about 10% with the thermic effect of food, 5 to 15 with our non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or our NEAT activities, and we have 5 to 30% from our exercise activities. And that makes up about 100% of our total daily energy expenditure. So I hope you took away something from this podcast. The main takeaways I want you to have, though, is don't focus on just working out to burn calories. So if you don't work out in one day and you're like, oh man, I'm going to gain weight now because I didn't work out, don't worry about that. Go for a walk. Eat some protein. Have a healthy, conscious diet that day. Eat some protein. Go for a walk. Get a good sleep. These things will contribute to burning calories so much more than just one workout. So yeah, high protein diet, like I said, it's beneficial. And my personal favorite, my most underrated thing here, is increase your NEAT activity. So make sure you're moving throughout the day. Even if you don't have any work to do during the day or you're not going outside your house, you can move in your house. That won't feel like heavy, intense workouts, but will still contribute to burning calories. And me, a man like me again, I have an Apple Watch, so I track my calories during the day. And my goal every day is to burn 1,000 calories. So yeah, if you track your calories, if you track your food, if you're tracking these things, you're going to notice results. They say you can't manage what you can't measure. So the more you focus on these things, the better it's going to give you results. And you don't want to focus so much that it ruins your life and it just consumes what you have to do. Like, it's all about balance, sustainability. But at the end of the day, if you don't care to track these things, it's good to know these kinds of pieces of information, like the four ways we burn calories, because it'll keep you guided throughout the day. You know, you'll be thinking about what I want to eat. And you'll be like, oh shoot, Tech said, oh, I gotta eat protein because I'll burn more calories just by eating protein. I shouldn't have fat because I don't burn as many calories from eating that. Or if you, you know, don't have a workout plan for the day, you're gonna say, oh, I'm gonna gain weight. No, wait, I'll just, you know, do some house chores. I'll just clean my room today. I'll just do the dishes or, you know, fold some laundry. So there's different ways we burn calories, and I just wanted you to kind of know them, because I didn't know this information and I'm almost 27. So what am I doing? And I guarantee some of y'all don't know this too, but glad you listened. Glad you learned. Go back, check out this podcast again. And like I said, share it with somebody you think would enjoy it, because first of all, sharing information with others, that's what is important to do. And second of all, you're helping this community grow by sharing the podcast. So really appreciate y'all. Join the Patreon once again to help us grow even more. Very cheap to join, and it goes a long way, trust me. So yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I got another podcast coming this week. You know Soul Saturdays is going to be coming. And so yeah, thank you for being here. I'll see you soon, okay? This has been Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host, Texany, a.k.a. Mr. World Vibe. And I'm signing out. Peace.